Just let it go, bro. Just let it go. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the power of letting go, how to overcome clinginess, attachment, and obsessive compulsive disorders. I'm going to share with you a very simple technique. That's all this episode is. It's just a simple technique, a lot of complicated theory here. Just a technique, but this one technique, if you apply it in your life, will transform your whole life. But the key to this technique is that you don't just do it once. There's not a bunch of work that you have to sit down and do right now. Rather, what I want you to do is I want you to take this on as a technique for the rest of your life that you do a little bit of every single day, just for a few seconds, for a few minutes, every single day, and then you make a habit out of it. And then if you do that, that's what will transform your life. This is not something that you can just run off and do 5 hours of. This is something that you just you have to do it daily over years, and then it'll transform your life. So the technique is very simple. You identify something within your experience, anything, and you let it go. That's the whole technique. You let go of desires, needs, attachments, frustrations, emotions, grudges, habits, thoughts, obsessions, and so forth. That's it. But here's a little trick that I'll give you, and I'll give you a list of examples of how to apply this in a minute here, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn this into a game that you play with yourself from now on. All through the rest of life, you're going to be playing this little game. You're going to be challenging yourself to let stuff go just for the sake of letting it go, not because it's going to get you a bunch of money or not because you're going to feel super happy and excited about it, but just you're practicing letting go. You're flexing that letting go muscle. And it's a muscle that most people have not consciously used in their life because nobody taught you that you could just let stuff go. That's a huge realization for most people. It's like, what? You can just let go of anger? You can just let go of sadness? You can just let go of some neurotic compulsion that you have? And the answer is yes, but you have to practice. So you're going to be playing this little game with yourself, and you're going to see how far you can push it. Some days you're going to try to let go of something big that might seem like is crazy that you couldn't let go of. And then other days, you're just going to be mostly letting go of little things. And don't worry about not being able to let go of everything that you try to let go of. Some stuff is going to be big and it's going to be too powerful inside your mind and you're going to be stuck on it and then you won't be able to let it go. Like if you're feeling very depressed, yeah, maybe you won't be able to let it go at first. And that's okay. Mostly going to be starting with small stuff. So here's a list of examples for you. And remember, the reason I'm trying to frame this as like a little game that you play with yourself, I don't want this to be some giant chore that you're forcing yourself to do, some deliberate method. You just have to like make it natural, make it organic, make it something that you do like when you're standing in line waiting for the cashier or at the grocery store, or when you're pumping gas at the gas station, got nothing to do, instead of checking your phone, just play a little game for 30 seconds, for 60 seconds of letting something go. Maybe you don't like the smell of the gasoline, let it go. And so here are some examples on top of that one. There's an itch on your face. Normally you would want to scratch it, or you would have some opinion or judgment about it, like, oh, this isn't good, why is my face itching? Here what you do is you notice it. And that's one of the keys to this technique, is that before you can let something go, you first have to feel it and notice that it's a thing at all. This is consciousness work, a little bit of consciousness work. So you have to, rather than just instinctively scratching an itch the way that you normally would do, here you have to first pause and notice, oh, okay, there's an itch. And then you have to notice that, oh, there's an automatic reaction that's going to usually happen. I'm going to scratch it. And here you just let it go. You notice that you have this sort of desire to scratch, and that's the thing that you let go. Or, let's say you're at a restaurant, you order your food, and something about your food doesn't come out right. They get part of your order wrong. Normally, you would want to criticize the waitress, complain, get it changed, blah, 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 blah. In your mind, there would be this whole thing about like, oh, my food isn't the way I want it to, this sucks, it's ruined my night, whatever. Just let it go. But again, you have to catch yourself, right? Because all of these patterns that you're going to be letting go of here, they're all going to be very instinctual and habitual and automatic. And you're going to execute them so fast that a lot of times you won't be able to catch yourself soon enough. You'll start to complain before you even realize that you're complaining. And then that's when you notice, and then the next time, let it go. You don't need to be perfect at this, just because, you know, you're going to have hundreds of these opportunities throughout the day. I'm not saying you have to capitalize on every single opportunity. I'm just saying a few per day. That's all. A few per day. Very easy. A child can do it. In fact, if you have children, you should teach them this technique. Let's say someone cuts you off in traffic when you're driving to work. Normally, you would like have a story in your mind about, oh, this is a bad guy and how could he do this and what an asshole, what bad city I live in, the drivers suck here, all this. Just notice that and then let that go. And when you let something go, what happens is that you return to a state of peace and just a state of being, a state of calmness. You're no longer agitated by that thing that was bothering you. Or let's say you're listening to the radio in your car there and some song comes on that you hate. Normally you would complain, or maybe you would even want to quickly switch the station or judge the song. Just try letting it go. Let the song play. Let go of your desire to need to change the song or to complain about the song. Just let it go. Or let's say somebody criticizes you in some online comment, on some forum, via Twitter, or even in person. Normally you would get defensive about it and you would try to justify yourself to that person and blah, 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 get an argument with them. Stop yourself and just let it go. Just let it go as if nobody even criticized you. Like that. Just as simple as that. Or let's say you have the urge to punch someone in the face because they pissed you off. Notice it and let that go. And I'm not saying here per se that you're going to suppress anything or repress anything or ignore everything. I'm telling you to let it go, which is letting go is a distinct thing from suppression and repression and ignoring. So here you notice the desire or the tendency and you let it go, which is a conscious choice that you make. See, that it's different than repression or denial or ignorance, in which literally means ignorance, to ignore something, ignorance. Here you're noticing it and you're making a conscious choice to let it go. And you're not even thinking so far as to say like, well, I shouldn't punch this guy in the face, so that's why I should let it go. No. I'm not giving you any kind of like selfish motive for why you should let it go. Rather, in this game that you're playing, you're just letting it go just to see if you can let it go. That's it. That's all you care about in this game. Or let's say you have some craving for some ice cream that normally you would indulge. And here you just let it go. It's like, yeah, okay, I have a craving for ice cream right now. Can I let it go? Yeah, I can let that go. And just let it go and return to a state of peace, the way you were before you had the craving. Or you get a sexual craving. You get the urge to jerk off. Just let it go. Now, again, I'm not saying you have to never jerk off ever again in your life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just let it go once. You probably get the urge to jerk off multiple times a day. I'm saying just let go of one of those. And not every single day. I don't make a habit out of it. Just let it go, you know, randomly. Maybe let go of it a few times a month. Let it go. The rest of the times, jerk off. I don't care. Let's say you feel guilty today for not having meditated. Normally, you would guilt yourself over this and you would feel bad and you have a whole dialogue that you go into. Just notice the guilt and let it go. Or let's say your girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse does something to displease you. They make a mistake or they say something nasty to you because they were in a bad mood. Just let it go. As if they didn't even say it. Let's say that someone insults you. Just let it go. Let's say you see some injustice in the news, on the newspaper, or on TV or whatever. In the mainstream news, you see some new outrage. Normally, you would get outraged by this. Just let it go. Even if it's something important, let's say something important to you, like you care about the environment and then you turn on the news and there's some horrible news about the environment And normally you'd get outraged by, you know, all those greedy corporations, those oil companies, you know, they're screwing us over and blah, blah, blah. Just let it go. Now, again, I'm not saying that now you never have any environmental concerns again in your life, or that you ignore the problem of climate change and deny that it's real. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying let this instance of it go. You see, because this notion of climate change and environmentalism, this is an abstraction. In reality, what happens is that throughout your day, you have these little micro moments of you notice stuff in the news and you get outraged by it or annoyed by it or you get judgmental. I want you to start to notice those micro moments and let those go. Let's say you feel a discomfort in your body, like you're sitting for a long time, your ass is starting to hurt, or your leg is uncomfortable, and normally you'd want to move. Just let it go. Or let's say you have a wish for something, like you really wish for a brand new house, or you really wish for a new job, or you really wish for a new vacation or something like that. Just let it go. Which, again, is not the same thing as saying, like, throw away all of your dreams and just work your lame 9-to-5 job for the rest of your life and don't improve. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just notice when you're wishing for something. You know, throughout the day, you have your daydreams and you're wishing for something. Just let one of those go at least once. Let's say you're hungry in the morning. Let it go. Let's say you're excited about something. Let that excitement go. Like, let's say you're excited about meeting up with your girlfriend or boyfriend because you're going on a road trip or something and you're excited, and just let it go. That doesn't mean you let go of the road trip. You'll do the road trip. It's going to come, but just let go of that excitement. Let's say you're bored sitting in class or sitting at work waiting for somebody. Let go of that boredom. Or if you're meditating and you're bored, let go of the boredom. Let's say you have the urge to check your phone. You know, that's a huge OCD habit that most of us have these days because we're so conditioned to check our phone all the time. Let that go. At least a couple of times a day, just let go of that urge to check your phone. That doesn't mean you never check your phone. You can still check your phone. Just check it. Instead of checking it 25 times a day, check it 24 times, 23 times. And do that consciously. So actually consciously feel that urge to reach for your phone, to check your text messages or whatever, and just let that go. You're sitting in a room, you're feeling hot or cold, and you're annoyed by that, let that go. You're too sweaty, let that go. And speaking of OCD, you know, there's a lot of different OCDs that people have these days, and a lot of them are very minor. This technique will work for big OCD stuff or little OCD stuff. Like maybe you're a grammar Nazi, you're reading something and you see some grammar mistake that somebody wrote online somewhere in some news article. And normally you get like, oh, you get annoyed by it. Just let it go. That's really the key to overcoming OCD, is just noticing that urge and then letting it go. And then doing that over and over and over and over again. Of course, if you got some terrible OCD, it's going to be difficult to do. You won't be able to just do it on your first attempt. It will probably take you hundreds of attempts, but each time you do that, you chip away at it. Next example, let's say a coworker does something wrong at work, and normally you'd want to criticize and chide him out about it. Just let it go. Let's say somebody is being ignorant, and normally you'd want to, you know, also chide this person out for their foolishness and their ignorance. Just let it go. Allow ignorance to be ignorance without having it affect you. Let's say you notice that you judge somebody for something. Let that go. Like maybe you're driving down the road, you see a poor person panhandling for quarters, and normally you would judge that person and say, oh, look at this dirty bum, why doesn't he get a job, blah, 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 blah. Just let that go. Or maybe you see that person, you feel guilty. You feel guilty that, oh, society isn't doing enough to help these poor homeless people. Let that go. Let's say you're in school or in college and you don't feel like doing your homework today. let that go. Let's say you're obsessing about what somebody thinks about you. You want to gain their approval? Let that go. You catch yourself thinking about how others are perceiving you when you're out in public. You're at a party or at a club or at a bar, talking to a girl, talking to a guy, whatever, you're nervous. Let that go. Let's say a friend of yours snubs you. Let that go. Let's say somebody doesn't show up on time for a business meeting, or you're just meeting a friend for coffee or for drinks, and they're 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late. Just let it go. Just to see if you can do it. Let's say you feel inadequate. You're at work and there's somebody at work who's way better than you. More experienced, has more skills, more intelligent, and you feel inadequate about this. Let that go. Let's say in the morning you look in the mirror and you see a pimple on your face. And normally you'd be annoyed by this pimple. You try to hide it. You try to change it. You try to ask yourself, what's going on? Why did this pimple come? Where did it come from? Let it go. Or let's say you're worried about how you look, whether you're a guy or a girl, whatever. We all have our own insecurities about our looks. You don't like your face. You don't like your body. You don't like your whatever. Let it go. Let's say you feel like quitting on some project. Let that feeling go. Let's say you're rushing to be on time. You're kind of late and you're rushing to get to work, rushing to jump in your car, rushing to drive through some yellow light. Let that go. Let's say you've got some worries about your finances. Let it go. Let's say you feel some tension in your body. There's some tension in your hands, in your jaw, in your legs, in your belly. Feel that tension, notice it, and let it go. Let's say you have the urge to lie, because it would be beneficial for you to lie in this situation. Like at work, maybe there's an opportunity to lie to a client in order to get the sale. Let go of that desire to lie. Or let's say you have the desire to cheat or to steal. There's many different ways that you can cheat in life. Many different ways in which you can steal stuff. Let that go. Or let's say you have the desire to manipulate somebody. Let that go. But of course, that's tricky, because in order to let that go, you have to first be aware of your own manipulations, how you manipulate people. See, most people, they don't understand how much they manipulate others all the time. So you see, for this technique to work, you really have to be more aware of all of your actions throughout the day on a sort of a micro level, which is part of the power of this technique. Let's say you want to have the last word in some argument. Let that go. Let's say you have a need for this thing to be perfect. Whatever you're creating, whatever you're working on, some work of art, some music that you're composing, or something at work that you're doing, or some book that you're writing, or some article you're writing that you're going to publish. You just want it to be so perfect. Let that go. Let's say you want to impress somebody. You want to please somebody so they like you. Let that go. Let's say there's some physical pain in your body that you're resisting. Let that go. Or what if you're distracting yourself? Like, you sit down to do some work. You sit down to write something. You sit down to do your homework. Or you sit down to do some self-improvement work, like you're journaling in your journal. And then there's a desire to distract yourself with some television, some video games, some looking at your phone, some internet, whatever. Notice that distraction and let that go. Let's say you feel self-conscious in public. Let that go. Let's say you feel bad for doing something wrong, for making a mistake at work or whatever. Let that go. Or if you feel embarrassed, let that go. Or if you're confused, maybe you're watching some of my videos and I leave you confused sometimes. Let that go. Let's say you feel threatened by somebody else. let it go. Let's say you smell something disgusting in your refrigerator or wherever. Let that go. Now, again, I don't mean that you don't ever clean your refrigerator. I just mean let go of that disgust. Let's say you feel depressed. Try letting that go. And also, it can be very powerful to just try to sometimes let go of really big things, things that you would normally think couldn't be let go of. And usually, of course, these big things can't just be let go of in a second or a minute, but you can still try and it helps. Like, for example, try to let go of your entire point of view on a matter, or your entire worldview, or your entire ideology as a whole. Like, if you're a conservative, try to just let go of conservatism. I know that's a tall order to fill for many people. Or if you're a liberal, try to let go of liberalism. Just like, have you tried? Actually do it. Try it. Even just let it go for 5 minutes and see if that sticks. And then you could pick it back up 5 minutes later, but try letting go for 5 minutes. See, the problem when people get stuck on ideology is that they're so stuck on it that they don't want to let it go. Try letting go of your entire religion. Like, if you're Muslim, try to let go of Islam. For 5 minutes, completely let it go as though you don't believe in it at all. Or if you're a Christian, completely let go of Christianity as though you don't believe in it at all. Become an atheist for 5 minutes. Can you do that? Can you see that if you can't do that, can you see how wrong that is? Now, see, here, religious fundamentalists and these types, they'll say, well, Leo, but I really believe in this stuff. Now you're asking me to go against my faith and against my tradition and against my morals and all of this. But you see, what is your faith and your morals and your God? What is it worth if you can't let it go for 5 minutes? If you're so stuck on these ideas and beliefs and this ideology, see, you've confused it for the real thing. You've confused your ideology for actual true love and compassion and for reality. You've confused that. See, real God doesn't mind if you let go of the idea of God for 5 minutes. Real God is not threatened by that. Allah is not threatened by you not believing in Allah for 5 minutes. If you think he is, then you don't really understand Allah. And you should intuit that there's something wrong with you if you can't do that. This doesn't make you some atheist or some devil or some nihilist. This ability to let things go, this is critical to all true religion, to true spirituality. This is what a healthy mind can do. An unhealthy mind cannot do this, which is the whole reason why you adopt and cling to this religion or to this ideology or to this political position. Try to let go of your national identity. Like, if you think you're American, just let it go. Pretend that you're not American for 5 minutes. See how that feels. See? There's actually, what you'll discover if you do let go, is that there's actually no problem whatsoever. And this is something you'll notice. Like, if you let go of being Christian, there's no problem. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. If you let go of being Muslim, nothing bad's going to happen to you. If you let go of being American or white or black or whatever, nothing bad is going to happen to you. But the whole problem is that you're so scared, you're so attached to these identities and to these ideas, and it's so habitual that you're afraid to let it go even for 5 minutes. See? But that's just a story you have in your mind about all the fears and all the bad stuff, like you're going to go to hell if you let it go. No. Not at all. So just practice this and train yourself. Through this method, you're going to train yourself over the months and years that letting go is perfectly safe, normal, and actually very healthy. And that all of the fear-mongering that your mind does about all the stuff that's going to go wrong if you do let go, then, see, you're going to disprove that, not through theory, but through direct experience. You're going to see that, oh, well, I've let this go, and I've let that go. Look at how much stuff I've let go throughout my life, and nothing bad has really happened to me. So therefore, letting go isn't bad. In fact, actually, it's good. It's the best good. It's the highest good. And lastly, I would urge you to experiment with letting go of prized physical objects. Like, maybe you have a favorite pen, a favorite mug, a favorite t-shirt, a favorite set of shoes, a favorite hat, small stuff. I'm not asking you to let go of your luxury yacht. And by letting go of it, also, notice, I don't mean that you throw this object away and that you never use it. I mean, you notice your attachment and love for this object, and you let that attachment go. Which means that if you have a lucky hat that you wear all the time, maybe one day you don't wear it. You just let that go. And you even let go of the idea that you need this hat around you and that somehow it's important to you, or somehow that if you lost this hat, you would be sad, or you just let that whole thing go as though this hat doesn't matter to you anymore. And maybe, you know, try it with your car as well, if you have some sports car that you love. And try this with prize ideas and theories that you have. Maybe you have some scientific theory that you know, your little pet theory about quantum mechanics. Let that go. Or you have your little pet theory about evolution. Let that go. And so you can see now all the different ways that this technique can work. Those are my examples for you. Now, of course, you're wondering, but Leo, how do I let it go? You make it sound so easy. Well, it is that easy. Just let it go. You notice the thing and then you just drop it. And what helps me to do this, and here's a little trick for you if you want to know how, is actually visualize yourself dropping it and entering a state of peace. And the way that I sometimes do this is I almost do it like I imagine sort of a role model in my mind. And usually I think back to like a Greek philosopher like Socrates or Marcus Aurelius. You know, I think about like if something bad happened to Socrates, how would he react to it? Would he get like all fucking dramatic about it and bitch and moan and complain about it? Or would he just be like, oh, well, okay, screw it. Doesn't matter. And just like return to a state of calm. That's how I imagine Socrates would react, you know, if something happened in his life. So just literally imagine that and imagine that you're that person just letting it go. And you don't have to use Socrates. Use whoever you want. You want Jesus. You want Muhammad. You want the Buddha. You can use that. You want Martin Luther King. You want Gandhi. You know, use those people, whoever you admire. Some stoic person you want to think of, like Arnold Schwarzenegger as your kind of role model of stoicism. Yeah, think about that. Like, would Arnold really, like, let's say he's on the movie set and something happens, like someone scratches his car and he's on the movie set. Do you think he would care? Would he like get all dramatic about it? Or would he be just like, ah, who cares? No, he wouldn't care, right? Or at least that's what we like to imagine. Maybe he does care. I don't know. Maybe he's a drama queen. But yeah, so it's sort of like you're training yourself to adopt a little bit of this attitude of stoicism. But you're not really bearing the pain of it. I'm not really asking you to endure some terrible pain. I'm asking you to actually let it go. That's a distinction. That's distinct. To let something go means that it stops paining you. Like, see, there's a difference between if I insult you and then you take the insult personally and then it's paining you, but then you're just kind of like holding it in and you're not saying anything. You're just kind of like closing your mouth, right? But inside of you, it's like, I need to get back at him. He insulted me. Like, it's like you haven't let it go at that point, even though you're repressing it. To let it go is like, oh, why is this thing even affecting me at all? And just imagine letting it go, and then that becomes the case. Now, of course, sometimes you'll imagine letting it go, but then your mind will get stuck on it and it'll come right back at you again. So you might let it go for 5 seconds, but then it hits you again because, you know, the mind gets in these cycles and vortices. And that's exactly what this obsessive compulsive disorder is. It's sort of like this cycle that you can't break out of because you're so habituated to it. And literally, it's almost like a computer program that gets stuck on a loop. And it feels like your mind is doing that as well. Well, that's exactly right. Your mind gets stuck on these things. And especially if you spent years feeding these cycles can get very strong and they can get difficult to break. So just practice, 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 practice. Now, the other objection people have here is this, but Leo, if I let it go, then I won't get what I want. Let that go. Let go of the need to get what you want. Be chill. Trust that the universe will bring you what you need in the long run, and that you know you don't need to be neurotic to get it. This requires developing some confidence in the power of letting go. Trust that letting go will actually make you a more powerful person. And it will. This is a powerful principle. I'm teaching you a powerful spiritual technique here, really. This is a technique of detachment. Detachment is counterintuitive. Letting go is very counterintuitive because the ego thinks that by clinging and attaching to things that it will get more. See, the ego is always needy. It needs money. It needs sex. It needs food. It needs ice cream. It needs titillation. It needs excitement. It needs to feel warm, or it needs to feel cold because it's too hot or whatever. And so it always needs, and it feels like it needs to grab and cling on everything to kind of get its way to survive. And here we're going directly against that. This is a counterintuitive move. We're trying to teach your ego to realize that, oh, I don't need to live life like that to be satisfied. In fact, I'll never be satisfied if I live life like that. That's a neurotic way to live. And this teaches you confidence. It teaches you poise. This teaches you a little bit of detachment and stoicism. The other question people have here is, but Leo, if I let go, how will I get stuff done? And this is where it's counterintuitive. What I'm suggesting is that actually you'll be better at getting stuff done by letting stuff go. Like, you might wonder, if you're an artist, you get a bit obsessive and perfectionistic about your art. You want it to be perfect. And see, if I tell you to just let it go, you might say, well, Leo, but I need to be perfectionistic, because if I'm not perfectionistic in my work, then my work is, my art is not going to be as beautiful and as perfect as it is. And what I'm telling you is that no, actually it's the opposite. It's your perfectionism and your artistic neuroticism which is getting in the way of you making better art. The best art is made in a relaxed state. When you're in a relaxed state, creative ideas come to you. You get inspired and you're in a flow state. Whereas when you're neurotic and you're trying to force it to be perfect, that's precisely the thing that will make it imperfect. The other objection people have here is this one. But Leo, won't this make me a cold-hearted monster, letting stuff go? It's like you're trying to train me to be this android that doesn't care about anything, that isn't affected by anything, and I won't be emotional, I won't be able to feel. You're trying to, like, make me dead inside. Especially women can have this objection. Because, of course, women value emotions more. Women are run by emotions more. And to women, it feels like when we talk about detaching from emotions, that feels like we're becoming hyper-rational or logical or disconnected from feeling. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's the opposite. What I'm saying is that you feel into it. You're going to be more capable of feeling. This is actually going to help you to open your heart and to be able to be more loving and compassionate, because you're going to be less clingy and less needy. So you can still feel emotions. You can still be run by emotions at times. But also, I want you to get good at just letting it go. Let go of emotions. This will make your emotions, this will actually elevate the quality of your emotions. Your emotions will become more spiritual, more sort of metaphysical, and more detached in a good way, not in a bad way, if you practice this technique. You won't be as run by your emotions, but you're still going to be able to feel and even feel more deeply because you're practicing being aware of how you're feeling. That's actually helping you. Also, I just want to warn you that remember that I'm not saying that you have to let go of these things forever. Just on this one particular occasion. I'm not saying you have to go around for the rest of your life feeling hungry. Just because you have hunger pains. You know, most of the time when you feel hungry, feed yourself. But sometimes, let go of the hunger. I'm also not telling you to never enjoy pleasure. And I'm not saying that you need to feel bad for indulgences when you indulge in some sinful pleasure. And I'm not saying that you need to stop fixing problems. Like, if there's a problem in your life, fix that problem. I'm not saying to ignore and deny and repress issues. Like, for example, if some coworker is committing fraud at work and you notice that, I could tell you to let it go, and you could let that go. But I'm also, I don't mean that you just like let that person keep committing fraud, or that like if your boyfriend is cheating on you, then you just like let that go. And then you just like don't tell him anything. You don't confront him and you just let him keep cheating. I don't mean that. I mean that let go of that hurt that you feel from being cheated on. Let that go. Of course, that's going to be very difficult to let go in practice, but try to let it go at least for a minute. Let it go. Even if you do pick it right back up a minute later, and then you can still have a conversation. You can confront the person about it, you see. So letting go of these emotions and feelings and compulsions doesn't necessarily mean that you then don't do anything about the issue. And in fact, this is a common problem people have, is that people are such animals. They are so run by their knee-jerk emotions without any separation between that and getting stuff done, that over time, over the decades, they train themselves to believe that in life, the only way you can survive and get stuff done is when you're run like an animal by your emotions. So it's like, Leo, but how am I gonna close the sale if I'm unable to manipulate the client? Well, there's ways to do sales without manipulating clients. And you might say, well, but Leo, how am I gonna deal with my coworkers? Usually I'm angry at them, and the only way I get work out of them is because I'm angry and I'm pissed off and I yell at them, and that's how I get my work done. Because, you know, they're making mistakes all the time, and if I'm not pissed off at their mistakes, then the work's going to be bad. Well, the problem is that you need to find a more resourceful way, a more conscious way to deal with your employees there. You see, anger, sure, it might work, but it's only gotten you this far. Now, how do you get to the next level? Not through anger. Anger is not a very effective way to get stuff done. So you can still be very effective. In fact, you will be more effective by being detached. That's the whole point. But people are skeptical of this. But I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to try and to experiment. Run a scientific experiment in your life through this process and prove to yourself through direct empirical evidence that being detached is a better way to live and a more resourceful way to live, and you will be happier in the long run, and you will actually get more stuff done. And the last warning I'll give you here is also this. You can let go of fear. Letting go of fear is important. It's a very common emotion we have, is fear in various kinds of situations. But when you're letting go of fear, you have to distinguish carefully between fear and caution. So if you're in a truly dangerous, physically dangerous situation, letting go of fear, don't make the mistake of like, if you're in the forest with a grizzly bear and you confront a grizzly bear and then you just like let it go. It's like, no, in that situation, you need to also be cautious. You don't want to be foolish. So sometimes fear is alerting you to a legitimate threat to your survival. But most of the time, your fears are just overblown, as they say, false appearances appearing real, false expectations appearing real. So, let go of the fear, but also you can still be cautious. You don't need to be filled with the emotion of fear to be cautious about something, all right? Like, I don't need to be terrified of walking off a cliff to not walk off a cliff. I can be cautious around cliffs without being paranoid or filled with the physical sensation of fear, right? So that's different. Fear feels a certain distinctive way in your body, and then just being cautious feels different. Caution is not so much an emotion. Caution is more of like you're conscious that there's a threat here, and you're going to be careful about it, but you're not reacting to some sort of chemicals in your body. So make that distinction. What is neuroticism? Neuroticism essentially is holding on to something and not being able or willing to let it go. You're clenching onto something. That's essentially what neuroticism is. And we all have a lot of that in our lives. So try to find those areas where you're neurotic and let that go. Now, of course, you're not going to want to, because what keeps you from letting go? Fear. You're afraid of what will happen. And also a sort of discomfort. You don't want to leave your comfort zone. It's almost like you're holding this little baby blanket that you're comfortable with and you don't want to let it go. Well, the solution to that is to practice letting it go. One final warning, though, this is where it gets a little tricky, is as you're practicing this technique, be careful about becoming neurotic about letting go. So you might start to guilt yourself about like, oh, well, I had some fear a minute ago and I didn't let it go. And like, oh, right now I'm feeling hungry. Oh, and I need to let that go. And then next minute something else is happening. I got to let that go. And you're always just trying to let everything go. And then you're feeling bad because you're not able to let it all go. You see how neurotic that is? So let go of doing that. Let go of needing to let go. Use this technique sporadically. Don't try to like be obsessive about it and do it every single time, because you'll drive yourself crazy. Make it natural and organic. Your power as a human being is directly proportional to your ability to let go. I hope you realize that. Letting go, this is a superpower, really. Weak people don't know how to let go. Neurotic people don't know how to let go. Crazy people don't know how to let go. Ideological people, fundamentalists, and these types, zealots, they don't know how to let stuff go. People who get into bar fights. Why do bar fights happen? Simply because the guy's not able to let it go. He's not able to let go of an insult. Now, as you're practicing all this, for a long time, you will struggle with certain things you're not going to be able to let go, because you've clung to them for so long. But practice anyways. Practice on smaller things, other things. You don't need to be successful at all letting go attempts. And it's going to take courage for you to let go of certain things. Like maybe you have this impulse to control your children, to tell them what to do, to tell them what to wear, to, you know, this sort of overbearing, micromanaging parent mode that parents go into, especially mothers with their children. Try letting that go. Now, that one's going to be difficult because, of course, you know, you have a lot riding on your children. You've invested so much in your children. You love them so much. And you have, you know, you think you know better than them. And you think you know exactly what they should be doing. It takes courage to let go in that situation and to let your child, even if they make a mistake, let them make that mistake. Or with a coworker. You know, see, that takes courage not to micromanage. At first, this technique, when you try it, it's going to seem kind of weak. And it's almost going to seem like, Leo, why did you even spend an hour talking about this? This isn't a worthwhile technique. Tell me something more interesting. Tell me something more powerful. This seems kind of pointless. Or it might seem impossible. It might seem like, Leo, but I can't let go of my children. I can't let go of my car. I can't let go of my job. I can't let go of some terrible disease or some doctor, you know, gives me some terrible diagnosis. I can't let that go. You can, but it's going to take months and years of practice before you're able to let go of really big stuff like that. But since you're going to be practicing this technique for the rest of your life, a little bit every single day from now on, don't worry, you'll get there. There's no rush. Just keep practicing on little stuff at first. Eventually, you'll get so good at this technique that it'll go from just the mundane little stuff that you let go to like big existential letting goes. And eventually, what we're trying to get you to is getting you to the point where you let go of needing to be alive. You stop caring if you're alive. That's the key thing you want to let go. Eventually, you will let go of your life story. You will let go of self-involvement. You will let go of thinking and internal dialogue. You will let go of worrying and fear. You will let go of physical pain. You will let go of major attachments to people and things in your life. Like, you'll let go of your entire career. You'll let go of your business. You'll even let go of things like your health and your physical appearance. And you will have to let these things go. You see, you don't really have a choice in the matter, because you will lose absolutely everything that you have in life that you cling to. Everything, including your physical appearance, your youth, your parents, your girlfriends and boyfriends, your marriage, your career, your job, your money, everything, and you're going to lose your life. So really, the option here is, will you let it go willingly and consciously, or will you be unconscious and will you resist the process of letting go? Because those are the only two choices. There's no choice. You're going to have to let go of everything in your life because you're going to die. See, so let's prepare you for that now. See, if you invest a little bit every single day, it's almost like investing into a retirement account. Just like that, you know, they show you those charts where, like, if you start to invest into your 401k 20 years or 30 years before you go and retire, then the compound interest leads to these exponential results. At first, you know, the first 10 years of investing, you don't really get much out of it. But then the last 10 years, you get this massive spike in your wealth. That's exactly what's going to happen with this technique. So keep using it. And then the really big payoffs, these really big items, and ultimately letting go of your life, that's going to come towards the very end. And that's where the real fruits of it will come. And you'll notice that, you know, as you do psychedelics, as you meditate, as you do yoga and various other kinds of techniques, as you do spiritual work, as you do self-actualization work, you'll notice that this technique will come in handy in all those different areas. And then it'll come in handy in your family life. It'll come in handy with business. It'll come in handy with your health. It'll come in handy with your finances. You'll see that this technique is so universal and so powerful. Precisely because it's so simple and so fundamental, you see, because everything that's happening to you, all these things, whether it's in business or in family or at school or at work or whatever, it has to go through you, through your mind and through your emotional system. So if you're able to let go of stuff in your mind and let go of stuff in your body, various tensions and emotions in this way, like, yeah, that's a superpower, because that is the nexus or the bottleneck through which all of life comes at you from. So if you're able to master that bottleneck and you're able to be the gatekeeper who is able to regulate that rather than having stuff just accost you from the outside, that's you taking control of your life. That's you taking responsibility for your emotions and for your reactions. And rather than reacting, now you're able to respond. And you're able to get some separation between the occurrence of the event and how you act. That gap, it could even just be a 10-second gap, is what makes you a much wiser human being. Because in that 10-second gap, that's where the wisdom comes from. And by not being attached to something, by not being needy about it, that's also where you can muster wisdom. And then eventually, if you do this, you'll master this technique and you'll become invincible, literally invincible. But the only way you'll get there is if you can have enough vision to see that this technique can be powerful and that doing it a little bit every single day over the years is something that you're committed to, something you believe in, something you find valuable. This is an investment you have to make into your future. So I recommend that you do just that and that you return to this technique over and over again throughout the rest of your life. There's not going to be any point in your life in the future where this technique won't be useful to you. It can be useful to you every single day and every single year from now to middle age to old age and to your very death. All right, that's it. Please click the like button for me and come check out actualize.org. That's my website. On the website, you'll find exclusive free content and resources, videos that I share, vlogs, insights, resources, links to things, research studies, research articles and papers that I sometimes link. This is powerful stuff. You'll only find it there. Come check it out on my blog. Come hang out on the forum, ask questions. We have some new sub-forums that were opened recently. We have one about politics and society and environment. And then we have another one which is just purely about sharing high consciousness resources. There's some great resources that we're going to be developing as a community there. We're sharing videos, articles, research, links, books, websites, just a few of those resources, just a few of the right resources at the right time in your life is enough to change the whole trajectory of your life. So come check those out. And also, I encourage you to contribute. That's it for this one. Let me just say one final word, which is that all of the actualized theory is here to convince you to do the practice. Without the practices, the theory has no teeth. It's okay if you just watch these videos for educational purposes or even for entertainment for a few months or even for a year. But after a certain point, you've watched enough of them where you start to see, you know, the big picture starts to shine through at least a bit, at least conceptually, at least in theory. And now you're starting to see that, man, this could really be powerful. Imagine if I started to do all the stuff Leo talks about. Imagine if all of the things he talks about weren't just theories, but I felt them in my life. Imagine if I started doing even half the techniques he says. What would my life look like 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? This is how you have to think to be successful in life. Nothing in life can really be achieved by thinking a month in advance and thinking like, well, but yeah, Leo, I've done some yoga for a month and I didn't really get any results, so I quit. You can't succeed in life this way. You need to have a much longer time horizon. You need to have more commitment to these practices. If you see the value of the theory, create the vision in your mind, a powerful vision of how all these pieces will fit together and they will make you an extraordinary human being, but not within a year. It's going to take more time than that. You might need to just spend a year just watching these videos and just reading some books just to build a little bit of a theoretical foundation and to get yourself bought into the idea of doing this work. So your vision has to go beyond just a year, 5 years, 10 years. And especially for many of you who follow along, you're so young, you're in your 20s. For fuck's sake, this information is absolutely crucial and invaluable to you. This will make or break your whole life if you do this stuff. Start investing right now into your life. The younger you are, the more you have to gain from these techniques. And stay tuned for more.